It's Wales's international classic rock festival, celebrates its third birthday with their biggest and best lineup yet on the weekend of 27th and 28th of July at Haverdy Davil Farm at Ebble Vale, with 2 days of great bands including Saxon, who are headlining the Saturday, the Michael Schenker Group, who are headlining Sunday, and also FM, Magnum, Anvil, Snake Charmer, the Temperance Movement, Heaven's Basement, Vega, Hand of Dimes, and many more, plus the winner of a local band competition. We're going to be finding out about that. So it's a bit of a Steelhouse Fest, a festival special for the rest of the show, and we welcome two of the men who put this whole event together. We can thank them for that. It's Max and Mikey from Promoters Limeface who join us live in the studio. Good evening, gentlemen.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
How are you?
Yeah, not bad.
Is it
getting, I'm gonna be here, man.
Getting a bit hectic?
It is. Everything's fallen into place, you know. It's, you know, touch wood. It's, it's a busy period. Everything's sort of coming together. The next 2 weeks, I'm sure, will be burning the midnight oil. But, it's all good fun. All good fun.
I was saying to Mikey just now off air, it's a hell of a bill this year. You've really worked hard this year to get a great double bill.
We sort of made the conscious decision last year, after last year's event, which went superbly well, that we would absolutely go down the line of what we know best, which is that classic rock, particularly with like the British metal side of things as well. And we've, with Mike, has put together a tremendous bill this year, and it's, I think it's going to go well.
Good. In fact, funny enough, one of the first emails we had, hi Andy, first I want to congratulate the organisers on a fantastic lineup. Mr. Copping, take notes. Do you have any idea how many tickets have been sold to date? Is there scope for the festival to expand?
Well, yes, the tickets to date, we're running about double what we did last year at this point. We're anticipating that to continue through, particularly with this good weather we're having.
Yeah.
So we're anticipating sort of double the crowd that we had, double the numbers that we had last year.
Yeah.
And with regard to expansion, yes, the site itself will hold upwards of 20, 25,000 people. So in the next few years, that's where we're aiming to be.
It was sort of the reason why we were really attracted to the site. I mean, obviously, where it is for us kind of holds some special meaning coming from the heads of the valley, but that wasn't just the main point. The main point was it was a site that you could really expand upon and do a lot with in a long view, you know. So, and that's what we wanted to do, was kind of expand the festival. You know, we started off kind of within our means, but, you know, we really wanted to kind of grow it as much as we could without getting silly or mad. Well, some people would say we're
already doing
mad, but you know, we don't think we are.
It's a great the actual where it is lovely, isn't it, because it's really high up. Especially in this weather, you know, it must be just magical up there, really.
It's the sort of place where it is. I mean, it is absolutely stunning. But, you know, some people would say, on top of a mountain, that's interesting. But it kind of, you know, it's the highest festival in the UK. It's officially recorded as that and recognised
really?
As that. Yeah, it is. And, it just adds, you know, something that's a bit unique, as well as sort of the great music. You've got a stunning location as well. So, so it's all good.
Although I have to say it was a bit hairy for me getting up there last year.
In fact, that's where I've been today, is, you know, with a team of people doing some remedial works to the roads. It's going to be improved to what it was last year.
Oh, okay,
and,
cool.
The access is fine. You know, the HGVs get up there, but... and particularly with this year's production and with the bands that are coming in, you know, Saxon are bringing in a huge production from mainland Europe, the likes of which hasn't been seen in this on these shores.
Well, funny enough, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway.
Okay.
I did an interview with Biff when they played the UK tour, and we talked about the Steelhouse, and I did broadcast it, and he was saying we're going to try and get the Eagle in.
If that is the case,
that would just be a phenomenal on Saturday night.
The Eagle might just land.
Excellent. How cool is that? Can I ask at this point, this is a question from me, really. Directed to you, Mikey, I suppose. When did you actually start planning? The minute that the headliners finished last year, I suppose?
Before.
Really?
The headliners finished last year, yeah.
It's
the kind of main topic of conversation between me and Matt whenever we kind of see each other. So, yeah, even before Reef had left the stage last year, in fact, you know, before the first band who went on Friday night had started, we all already sort of had a pretty good idea of who we'd want for the next year, and had, you know, tentatively made kind of inroads to doing that. Cool. But that's what it kind of takes these days to put these things on. You know?
Yeah, it's become a 12-month rolling kind of process.
Okay, we'll continue that theme. Let's play a bit of music, because I know you're desperate for a beer, so I'm going to get you
indeed.
One. Let's play you one of the bands that are playing on Saturday, one of my favourites and good old mates of mine. This is FM. That is the very brilliant FM Crosstown Train from their recent album Rockville. We've got Max and Mikey with us from the Steelhouse Festival. Now, they've very kindly offered us a pair of tickets to give away for the whole event. And this includes camping as well?
Yeah, camping passes.
You're very
as well.
Generous, guys.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
you're very kind.
Want people to be comfortable while they're up there, you know?
That's right. And I'm going to throw in a few CDs from some of the bands that are playing as well. So we need a question. So, we've got a question. Are you going to ask it?
Go on.
Okay. We need the answer to this question, which is, who were the bands who headlined last year's festival?
Yeah. Who were the bands who headlined last year's Steelhouse? Email us rockshow@gtfm.co.uk. And that's the same number to get your questions in. Now, here's one band that I was really surprised that you got. And I think it's a great coup, because you were concentrating on British bands. And all of a sudden, this other band popped up, and I thought, Anvil?
Yes,
blimey!
Yeah.
Amazing!
Yeah, we've tried to do it every year, really, is to get a band in. You know, we bill it as an international classic rock festival.
Yeah.
We have a bias to make it regional and bring through regional talent and have those on the bill, but also the best of British and European. But, you know, I always like that idea of sticking in a little... American or North American in this case.
Canadian, aren't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Cool. That'll be interesting.
Yes.
And I don't think people will have seen them in this country for years.
No, they've played a couple of times, but, you know, it's since the film and everything's come out, it's, you know, they got into the kind of realms of even sort of transcending any sort of genre, and sort of people kind of knew who they were, you know, and then, you know, the whole tale of perseverance and sort of, you know, the warmth that you got off the whole tale really was fantastic. But that regardless, they are an absolute bona fide brilliant metal band, a brilliant live act.
Yeah.
And some of those early albums like Metal on Metal and March of the Crabs, I absolutely love, you know. So, yeah, we were chuffed to bits when that came off, you know.
Cool. Nice one, Mikey. This is Metal on Metal.
Ah, I didn't know.
Well introduced. The one and only Bob Catley, the one and only Magnum, of course. Just Like an Arrow, recorded live there. And Max was telling me there that's the first band he ever saw. How cool is that?
It is. So it was a real thrill for me to have them on the bill at this festival. Yeah, I saw them at the Cardiff University many years ago, 84, perhaps.
Storyteller's Nighttime, yeah. Was it? Great album.
Yeah, and Just Like an Arrow is a particular favourite track
good.
Of mine as well.
And I never knew, did I? Good. Yeah, British favourites Magnum, who are a special guest to Michael Schenker on the Sunday evening, and it's Magnum's only UK festival appearance prior to finishing recording their next album, which they've announced is going to be called Escape from the Shadow Garden, which will be set for release next year. Now, here's an interesting fact. We've got Magnum playing second on the bill to Michael Schenker on the Sunday, but previous to that is Snake Charmer, and they've got the same drummer.
Indeed, he's the hardest working man in showbiz.
It's going to be fun, isn't it?
Yeah, let's just sort of see if you can spot Harry here. We should run a competition, really, how many bands he could possibly play with. But it's sort of he completes our Thunder lineup, really, doesn't he? So I think we've had them all down in kind of various forms.
Yeah, we had Danny and Ben at the club.
We've had
the Union at the clubs.
Yeah,
so obviously that's Chris. And
the Union played last year, didn't they?
Yeah, and at the festival
of course,
as well.
Yeah, and now sort of Harry makes the full set.
Yes.
I'm going to put you on the spot now. Who are you most excited about this weekend, personally?
Taking the high-vis jacket off, having a beer, and maybe seeing a headliner.
Yeah, but who?
Bands wise, we've had the very good fortune to see Schenker and Saxon quite a few times in the last few months, travelling up and down the country, promoting the festival. Mm-hmm. So both of those acts that I've been so pleased on one hand that they've been so good, but you know, really heartened to the fact that it's a real return to form for both bands.
They just deliver every night.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to seeing those again, but. And some of the younger bands, we saw Heaven's Basement last week.
They've had a year and a half.
They're incredible. And Hand of Dimes, I could listen to Nev McDonald singing, you know.
Come on, pin it down, man.
But I think, just for a slight nostalgia thing, early Whitesnake was a massive, had a massive influence on me. And I think to see old Mickey Moody and Neil Murray up on stage playing some of the Whitesnake classics, it's not David Coverdale, but for me, the men who penned some of those classic tunes, that'll be a real thrill for me.
Cool.
I've got to say, when Biff and the boys step out on that stage, that'll be kind of quite a moment. The sort of third record I ever bought was Wheels of Steel.
Cool.
And after two AC/DC albums.
Yeah.
And
AC/DC next year, then, is it?
Of course, there's a theme here.
That would be nice.
I'm really looking forward to that. And Schenk has got, it's just hit after hit after hit. But I must admit, Heaven's Basement are on fire live.
Yeah.
There's just so much energy in it that sort of in the afternoon slot there, sun blazing down and then tearing through it. I'm really looking forward to see that.
I've got to say, actually, since Michael Schenker's done the Temple Rock thing with... he's got Herman Rarebell in the band and Francis from the Scorpions. He seems to have had a new lease of life, because he did go through a difficult period, didn't he? So,
very much
he
so.
Did, yeah.
So it's good to see him back and kind of on form, really.
Yeah,
so.
This most recent tour, he's really interacting with the crowd and really, really into it, because I think he went through a bit of a phase of being a little bit detached. But the shows we've seen on the last the most recent tour have been absolutely spectacular, really.
So from my point of view, I might even get an interview then.
Yes. He's a happy chappy at the moment.
It's a very rare occurrence, I have to say, and I've interviewed most of his band, so anyway, let's play something from the band you mentioned there, Snake Charmer. Harry and Adam came into the studio back in January when the album was launched, and I have to say I thought the album was corking then, and they weren't even announced at the festival. So looking forward to Snake Charmer on Sunday at Steelhouse. Yeah. That is Snake Charmer, who launched their debut album in January, joining me on the show on the 24th of January. They played a few dates up and down the country, but they haven't played anywhere locally yet until they play the Steelhouse on Sunday. They're also playing the Clumber Park Festival and Wayfest. And like we said, spare a thought for drummer Harry James, who plays with Snake Charmer and goes straight into a set with Magnum. I hope you're going to give him a little bit of time in between.
Well, we did offer them the option of splitting the days, but he was keen on playing straight through. So
short turnaround. Great. The crew will be pushing him on there.
Fortunately, he's using the same kit. So because we did have visions of him bringing in two completely different.
No. I can probably just change the bass head or something.
Yes.
Okay, another question for Max. Who was his favourite band from last year? Got to be the Union for me, but Henry's Funeral Shoe were amazing, from PJ Johnson.
Yeah, well, without mentioning either of the headline acts, I'd say the biggest surprise for me last year was the headliner on the Sunday, who shall remain nameless.
Right.
But I thoroughly enjoyed them, and I thought they were an absolute... it was a great band to have finishing off the festival.
But the Answer were great, I thought.
Yeah, the Answer, and you know, we've had the good fortune to have the Answer down a few times now at the club, and I think having St. Jude and the Answer back to back, and then Lynn Jackman singing a duet with
Cormac.
Yeah. I'd say a surprise as well in the afternoon was the Revoker Boys.
All right.
It's a little bit heavier than probably my normal musical taste, but that's the beauty of a festival. You see things that are, you know, slightly out of your normal kind of remit, and I thought there's a bunch of boys who play it like they mean it.
Yeah. I'll tell you who I loved, and I got to see them later on in the year, it was Bonafide.
Yeah.
I thought they were great.
In fact, we played with them last Sunday up at Les Fest in Scotland.
Okay.
So we're on the bill with them.
Cool.
So they're good boys.
Yeah, they were great in the club as well.
Yeah.
Now I've got to ask you this question. You might not want to answer it. Again, I'm going to direct this to you because I think you might be honest with me. Was there anybody you really, really, really wanted didn't get?
Do you know what? I honestly can't remember. Yeah, there's bound to be, because
loads,
we
probably.
we got you know just the bands on the bill aren't just the ones that we contacted or anything. There was loads more, but
it's a real fluid thing for a long time that the bill, you know, and we've probably had tentative approaches and sort of conversations with 60, 70, 80 bands.
I tell you the God's honest truth is that Saxon were always locked in for that headliner on the Saturday. We'd identified that ages ago. But as far as stuff that, do you know what? There, no doubt there is, but it's just slipped my mind now. I just can't think of who was nearly boys and then not quite.
The one for me, and it was one that I kind of had a few conversations with his agent, and it came very, very close to nailing it down. It was going to be a special guest on one of the days, and that was Glenn Hughes. You know, hopefully we can nail that down for next year. But again, my kind of musical background and first bands to hear Burn and Stormbringer and some of the Black Country Communion stuff and his solo stuff on the Mountaintop would have been special. But that came close, but you know, next time.
He's just answered it. It was Glenn Hughes.
Yeah, because Glenn's a very good old friend of mine, and it would have been great to have seen him up there. Another thing that I love about this year is that although you've got Saxon and Michael Schenker and Magnum and Snake Charmer, sort of for some people old school, you've got some great new bands. I mean, you know. We mentioned Hand of Dimes, going to play something from them in a bit. Obviously, they're a new band. Other bands like Dead Shed Jokers, Trucker Diablo.
Yeah.
But one of them, who I actually spoke to this week, who I'm really excited about seeing, are the Temperance Movement.
Yeah.
They're one of the hottest new bands around at the moment. They've only released that EP. Mm-hmm. They've already done two headline tours of the UK, both sold them out. And they're releasing a debut album in September. I know that because I spoke to Phil on Monday night. And going to play something from them. This is Only Friend. will have a forthcoming interview with Phil Campbell from that band the next few weeks on the show. Talked to him on Monday night when they played in Bath. That is the Temperance Movement, an only friend. Looking forward to seeing them. And they're on Saturday.
They are.
And yes, one underneath them, of course, is our old mate Neville McDonald, who play, is it sort of Saturday lunchtime-ish?
It'll be around the two o'clock mark.
They are, of course, Neville McDonald and Neil Garland, both from up the road at Innocent Bull, and ex-Coogan Skin, and they're still hard at work, I believe, on the debut album.
Yes. Yeah. Great boys. Love them
finest,
a bit.
I think for most people, it might be the first time of seeing them, won't it? I mean, obviously not local people, because they played the Muni and they played yours.
Yes.
Yeah. Acoustically.
Yeah.
But for most people, it'd be the first time.
I think so, yeah. And it's sort of from everyone coming in. I mean, okay, obviously his time with Skin is well documented, and that's what he's famous for. But, God, there's no denying those pipes.
No.
So when people are coming in, and even if they weren't aware, those pipes get everywhere. Mm. And they're head turners, aren't they? So
absolutely.
The minute that he starts singing, I think people will think, what? Yeah. Is this, even if they aren't aware.
And the great thing is, and he's been in on the show several times, the great thing is there's still a lot of love for Cougar as well.
Yeah.
And they do a couple of Cougar songs.
Yes.
So.
I think that's, you know, not just from a nostalgia trip, you know, they're quality songs. And when they pull those tunes out of the bag, and Nev starts wailing, and Neil starts wailing on the keys, and they've got a great band with them as well. So it's absolutely superb. When they played at the club a few months back, I had a little chat to Nev. I think I had a big gig coming up the following night, and I said, "Unfortunately, Nev, I've now quit because I've after sitting on the side of the stage and listening to you sing, I'm never going to sing again. So I've retired."
Most would, though, geezers. Well.
I know.
Don't let Mr. and Mrs. Blackout hear that.
She's probably listening.
She is, apparently, yes. Hello, Tessa. It's lovely to hear from you for a change. there's a question from Leanne here. Hi, boys. Have you sorted Hands of Dimes out for a VIP acoustic set? Because I want to watch it.
We've had a conversation with Neil. Actually, I've emailed back and forth while he was on holiday.
Right.
That's a good committed pro that he'll still answer his emails while he's away.
Yeah.
We need to firm that up in the next week or so. But yes, I think that's
because these people are reading our minds. What's going on?
You can't do anything in the rock world without somebody getting wind of it. I must admit about that. There were a couple of bands who I saw last year who did a VIP like acoustic set. Yeah. I mean, St. Jude was awesome, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Doing that backstage thing.
Yes.
I mean, I appreciate not everyone could see it, but it was great.
And again, a highlight for me last year was at the after show party. Again, not to sort of rub it in too much, but Lynn Jackman singing a cappella tune for the gathered crew and VIPs was.
She did Aretha Franklin.
Oh, really?
Feel Like a Natural Woman on her own, on that little bit. And we were all highly emotional by that point.
Sure you were. Let's reiterate the question, because we've still got some time, although we've got quite a few entrants who most of them have got it right. Well, all of them got it right. So it's... Do you want to run it? Ask again the question?
Yeah, who were the headline acts from last year's Steelhouse Festival?
That's right. rockshow@gtfm.co.uk. You've still got a bit of time to get your answer in, and we will pick a winner before the end. And if you don't win the tickets with the camping, then you will win CDs from some of the bands that are playing. This is Hand of Dimes. This is the track called Looking at You. That is Hand of Dimes, featuring the wonderful voice of Neville McDonald, and Looking at You from their new EP. Now, let's talk about the fact that we've got, there's lots of people on the website about with local bands. I've made a list of them, as you noticed. So we've got Blackbird from the Rhondda Valley, mm-hmm. Black Night Machine from Swansea, Black Sphere. It's a bit of a theme, theme going on here. Celtic Pride.
Yeah.
Counter Hull from Cwmbran. Fire Road from Aberdare. The Hotel Ambush from Newport. Hunter's Grace from Newport. Lifer from Ebervale. And Tidal from Cardiff.
Yes.
I had a listen to most of the bands, and they all sound pretty damn good. Some of them more like heavy metal than others, but... I don't think it's really fair for me to sort of say about, you know, the ones that I particularly like to who I think. But people can still vote, can't they, up till tomorrow?
Till midday tomorrow, yes. Yeah, it's been a two-week voting process, and I think there's been approaching, I think it's over 14, nearly 15,000 votes.
Blimey.
And and it's one vote per person, it's one vote per machine, because it's an online vote.
Yeah.
So it isn't people, although we have had some emails coming through saying... I've voted for my favourite band 40 times today, and it's only gone up by 10. And we've said, "Hang about."
That's right.
That's
that's why
we have the technology.
It doesn't work like that.
Yeah.
So yeah, there's nearly 15,000 votes in just under 2 weeks, which I think is a great. It testifies that that the rock music scene in South Wales is alive, very much alive and kicking. You know?
So how did these bands kind of? What did they do? They send you tapes or something, and.
We had to make a shortlist ultimately of stuff that we thought could kind of live with that bill.
Yeah.
And would complement that bill and add genuine groundswell support.
Yeah. It? There was probably 60 or so bands, just over 60 bands applied.
Blimey.
We didn't openly sort of advertise it, but through the course of the last few months with the rest of the festival bill being announced, you know, we had lots of applications come in. So we shortlisted those 10 bands.
You know, we know what it's like being in bands or, you know, trying to get gigs.
Because you've both done it.
Yeah. And you know.
Oh, you still do, of course.
And, and trying to get sort of any break or up a rung at all. And so the kind of, it's been really nice and gratifying to kind of put something like that together. And you see local bands or regional bands given a crack on a stage with Saxon Schenker and everyone else, a real production.
Yeah, and you are to be applauded for that because, you know, giving these bands a chance would be, you know, A, most festivals wouldn't do it, and B, the fact that you're doing it and keeping it from the local area, I think it's brilliant. A few of them have been in to our... We do a programme on a Monday called Showcase Wales with my good friend Adam, and he's had a few of them, and I recognise a few of the names. Don't know all of them, but if any of them are listening and want to get in touch, then we'll pass you on to Adam. Or maybe, I mean, I know a couple of them are actually sent stuff into me. Blackbird have sent stuff into me, which I play. Celtic Pride and Hunter's Grace have all kind of sent stuff into me.
Well, sorry, I was just going to say as well that the voting and the way it's gone. I know everyone says this on every reality TV show that's out there, but the voting is just it is unbelievably close, especially the top three, four.
Right. Four bands.
It's unbelievable when there's 15,000 votes in.
Blimey.
And it's...
there's two from four. By lunchtime tomorrow, I wouldn't put my mortgage on which two from the top four are going to get it, because they are that close.
Blimey.
And they've been nip and tuck. Probably the lead has changed hands. Again, you know, everyone says it, but really, 10, 12 times the lead has changed hands in this.
Yeah.
But I think...
So if people still want to vote, the thing they do is go on the website, and you can listen to the bands if you've not heard them, and then you can cast your vote.
Well, you view the video of your chosen band, and that's how the vote is cast.
Right.
But I think, you know, myself and Mike, and also Sally Ann, who's the sort of third partner.
Yes, hello, Sally.
In this whole thing, we're all, you know, either are currently or have been, you know, singers in bands. We know how difficult it is, you know, with the demise of Merthyr Rock and Cardiff Big Weekend not going ahead this year, there are fewer and fewer opportunities, and we really care and we really feel passionate about providing the opportunity for young regional talent to play.
Brilliant. So, just to make this clear, because I didn't know about this, so it's not one band, you're having a band for each day.
That's right.
So it's having two bands.
Yeah.
So that doubles the choice, really.
It does, yeah. So two
Excellent.
From the ten. We'll will get to play on a you know, and it is the biggest production stage in South Wales, and
it will be, yeah.
And it's particularly with the productions going in this year with for Saxon,
yeah,
it's going to be something special.
Cool. Okay, now another band who launched a debut album in 2013 this year were Heaven's Basement. Now, they, in one form or another, have been around for quite a while, but with their new album, or their debut album, Filthy Empire, I think they've really upped their game, haven't they?
Incredible.
I mean, you've mentioned
incredible
how great life they are with this new album, and they've toured across the world, including the States. They've done the tour with Buck Cherry, yeah, in the States. They've played Download twice, and I really do think they will be ripping that stage up on Sunday. What do you think?
Yeah.
Yes, they. We actually had them at the festival in the first year, in 2011, and we saw them as, you know, a great energy band, you know, talented boys. And then 12 months later, we saw them on the third stage at Download, and they were a different animal. They were incredible. And again, this year at Download,
the new singer's fitted in really well. Actually,
just brilliant, you know, and that relentless touring, that just working every night. You could just see in 12 months it had gone up by, you know, several gears again.
I agree,
gig was incredible, and they're just keeping it up there. I think the songs are great, the energy is great, they're a fabulous band, and the fact that they just sort of, you know, they got hit down and they came back again. They stuck at it
just a bit, yeah.
Absolutely
several
amazing
times,
yeah. Absolutely amazing.
Yeah, we've got to play this. We'll play this one for PJ, because he said, can you play some Heaven's Basement? So I hope he's listening. And this is for him. Minutes to go on South Wales and the West's biggest rock show. Don't forget, we broadcast every Thursday on GTFM 107.9 in South Wales and BCFM 93.2 in Bristol. We're global this year, were we on both last year?
I think it was a recent thing.
Yeah, we 2 years now, it's good on both. Yeah,
yeah.
And 10 years at GTFM. How about that?
Do they get you a cake?
They should do, shouldn't they? Yeah, because I also celebrate 30 years in radio as well, so they should.
That is,
I should have
celebrate.
A
celebrate.
Yeah, yes. It's nice, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the first band I ever interviewed were Marillion. So it was about the time when you were a fledgling, going to see Magnum and all,
yes,
them sort of bands. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, Fire Fire from Heaven's Basement. What a great track that was.
Yes.
Like that a lot. And I'm looking forward to seeing them, and even though I've seen them a couple of times this year. Right, our winner for our competition is somebody called JJ. JJ, if you can send us your proper details, because I have to forward them to these guys and we have to do it official. You can't just put JJ on the door. So if you do that, then you will get a pair of weekend tickets and camping.
Absolutely.
Right.
That is cool. And well done for all those other people who've got it right. It was, of course, Feeder and Reef who headlined last year.
I remember it well.
As difficult as his cryptic clues.
Yes. Okay, let's go to one of the other kind of newer bands. Fighting Wolves released their debut album at the end of this month. They play a warm-up in Wolverhampton on the 24th. And then, of course, they play After Hand of Dimes at the Steel House even on Saturday.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fighting Wolves.
Great band. I you know, we've got the good fortune to have gotten to know Paul, the lead singer and guitarist of the band, quite well. And he's a talented boy, and great songs. And they were slightly changed direction of late with the new album being recorded. And
you said they've got a new lineup as well.
New lineup, yeah. And they're quality guys. We had a little trip up to London a few months back to see them play up in Camden, and it's a real kind of new lease of life, the band, and they're I think people will really enjoy them on a beautiful sunny afternoon on the mountaintop.
Cool.
He's a man of many talents, is Paul, and he did our teaser video for us as well, so thank you, Paul.
Nice one.
Won't you wait? Won't you wait? Won't you wait 1 minute more? I think I'll die. I think I'll die when you walk out that door. Can't you
That is Fighting Wolves, 1 minute more. I didn't realise it was the live version. I hope they didn't swear on it. Right, guys, we've almost come to the end of the show. Gosh, doesn't it go quick when you're having fun?
Absolutely.
So, logistical problems? None at the moment, I shouldn't hope.
Oh, none at all.
None at all. I think
you must be enjoying being out in the weather and getting it all together.
Yeah, I think I will be happy when all the paperwork is all completed by the end of next week, and I can. We're due on site on the 22nd.
Put some fences up.
Put some fences up.
It's
put,
really
some,
nice.
Put some toilets in. You know, it actually is a joy. It really is. We spend 10, 11 days on site, camping on site, and preparing. Sort of 6 day preparation, then 2 production days, and then 2 or 3 days out, and it's an absolute joy. It really is. It's something we care passionately about, and it's a joy to do it.
There's a good kind of Steelhouse family that's been created, you know, through it, and without all of those people helping and sticking their hands up for free, and you know, rolling up their sleeves, it wouldn't happen, and. You know, that's all the way from production crew, stage people, all the way down to all the way across the people sorting out the food and putting up the fences and everything. It's just a team effort. Everyone is fabulous, including Max's dad, who's currently wetting down a dusty road up at the festival. He's incredible. So yeah, everybody, amazing,
brilliant. Well, I think it's feathering your cap to have put a great bill together. You know, we both know that you do this off your own back for the love of it.
Absolutely.
I want to thank you for that, and I'm sure the listeners want to thank you for that. You had some very positive emails tonight. So thank you for that from the local point of view. It's great that you've got local bands involved, and I hope people come and support you, and long may it continue, because I think you're doing a great job, and you know, more power to your elbow. It's ironic, we were saying again off air, that kind of this show sort of almost dovetails with what you're trying to do, really.
Yeah.
Because we're featuring most of the bands that you've got.
Yeah.
And like I said, long may it continue. I appreciate there are other festivals around, but they sort of tend to diversify and do more sort of different things. Yours is really the classic rock, Wales Classic Rock International Festival.
Unashamedly so.
That's what's in the heart.
Yeah, absolutely. I can tell that from meeting you tonight, and you know, obviously knowing Max as well. Of which I'm gonna play this at the end here tonight, the last song, especially for you, Mikey, because you mentioned this track earlier, and you mentioned that to get Saxon and to get, you know, the Wheels of Steel was the third album you ever bought, so yeah. I was listening. And the fact that they're bringing The Eagle, we've got to finish with The Eagle Has Landed. So I think this is a rather fitting finale to the show. But thank you, Max. Thank you, Mikey, for coming in.
No problem.
And I hope I'll be on your list to come in again next year.
Absolutely.
Indeed.
With
an
even bigger bill.
Yes,
I hope you won't forget us little people.
No. Not at all.
When you're, you know, bringing in, you know, like Guns N' Roses or, you know, Aerosmith or whoever it is, and
you've given away the bill for next year.
I bet you wish. The reformation of Guns N' Roses, how cool would that be?
That'd be okay. No, personally, I'd have Slash with Miles Kennedy, but that's another story.
Yeah, yeah, I think we all would. Anyway, thanks for your time. Thanks for coming in. I know you're busy, guys.
Absolutely.
Appreciate
pleasure.
It. And we'll see you on the Steelhouse 27th and 28th.
Yes, indeed.
Come along.
God bless you.